It is time now for Meet the Senior Colonels on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. We're sitting down here today with Mitch Schlottweiler. Mitch, thanks for your time here today.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, let's talk a little bit. What's your position, or maybe positions, for the Mitchell Colonel football team this year?
I mainly play right tackle on offense.
Okay, no defense?
Not a big defensive guy, but I mean, I'll play it if they ask me to.
All right. Other activities, sports, clubs that maybe you're involved in at Mitchell High School?
Football, wrestling. I'm also in 4-H, and I don't know, I just really like going to all the Colonel events like volleyball and basketball and cheering and stuff for that.
Okay. Any hobbies or maybe talents that you may have?
My hobbies, I like to hunt and fish and just hang out with all my friends. Talents, I mean, I don't know. I'm just a man of mystery. I don't really have too many talents.
All right. Describe yourself with three words.
Loyal, big, and friendly.
Hey, there you go. Good qualities there for anybody to have. There you go, yeah. Mitch. When you were a kid, little kid, growing up, you pretended to be, or what were you really into back then?
I was really into football. I really liked the Denver Broncos. So, I mean, any of those players would be, like, who I'd really strive to be.
Okay. Nobody comes to mind?
Favorite player is probably Von Miller, but, okay. Yeah.
You're not going way back then.
No. Yeah. John Elway, he's probably one of the best.
Sure. If you could spend 3 hours doing anything, maybe except playing sports, Mitch, what would that be?
Right now with fall camp, it's probably sleep. I'd probably like to have 3 hours of sleep.
Too many early practices in the morning?
Yeah, but we're just grinding them out, you know.
Let's talk about practice a little bit. Talk about, do you guys go 2 days, 3 days? How's that work for you?
Right now we're doing 2 days. We do 3 hour practice in the morning, usually with pads. And then at night at 6 o'clock, we do a walkthrough with just shirts and shorts and do drills with all the coaches and everybody.
You on any special teams at all for this year?
I'm on field goal. I mean, I block for that, but that's about all.
Not going to be the backup kicker or anything?
No, so. I'm not. Okay. No.
Right. Do you have a nickname that maybe your teammates call you or family calls you that you could share with us?
Most people call me Big Mitch. Some people call me the General.
Okay, what's behind that?
I don't know. I just take charge of stuff. The offensive line coach Witty gave that to me, so it kind of just stuck. Yeah.
All right, we're going to use that in our broadcast.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Something that always maybe freaks you out a little bit.
I'm not big on heights. I'm not really a big fan of that or the dark. I don't really like the dark either.
All right, that's a couple of scary things there. Yeah. What's your favorite part about being a Mitchell Colonel?
Just like all the support from the parents and the fans and the community and just all the great stuff that comes along with being part of the Colonels.
I see it on one end. You see it from a different perspective. When you're on the field and Joe Quinnell's full of fans, adults to kids from side to side, how awesome is that? And what does it feel like or look like?
I don't know. When you just get caught up in the game and then you just got to take a second to slow down and look and see what's actually happening. See all those fans there that are there to watch the team there. And it just feels like the whole community is behind you and you kind of want to do good for them.
What's the one team that you get up for, get excited to play each and every time?
I would have to say Harrisburg. I don't know. That week when we're practicing, there's a little extra that goes into that.
Even this year, because they're not falling by the wayside. They're going to be pretty solid too this year.
No, they're not. I think that's going to be probably one of the games that you're going to have to circle on your calendar because it's going to be a good game, fought all the way to the fourth quarter.
Other guys have mentioned Yankton, obviously, because they've been competitive, but somebody they haven't mentioned Huron. You know, that was normally our rivalry, but I think we've had such lopsided results that maybe that we've lost that rivalry in football a little bit.
No, Huron's still a really competitive team, and I think we take every team seriously, but I mean, it is Huron. They are one of our rivals, and I don't know. We always take that pretty serious, too.
Do you have a job in high school?
Yeah. This summer, I worked at the Corn Palace, decorating the Corn Palace.
Okay. How long have you been? Just this is the first year?
Yeah, just this year.
All right. Nothing during the school year?
No, during the school year. I mean, I'll help out my mom and help my dad out a little bit.
What is your future plans? You're a senior. What's your plans or goals after high school and you're done being a Mitchell Colonel?
I guess I'm not really sure on where, but I kind of want to go for architectural design or construction.
All right. Let's do a little rapid fire. We're talking with Mitch Schlodweiler here, the Mitchell Colonels. What's your favorite movie or book?
My favorite movie would probably be Wolf of Wall Street. Book, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Wow. All right. So you are a reader.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. What's your favorite late night or after game snack or food that you just got to have?
After a game, it would definitely be head over to Marlin's and get the breakfast skillet there. It's the best.
All right. What's your favorite professional athlete if you have one?
Probably Von Miller.
Yes, you mentioned that. Hardest worker on the Mitchell Colonel football team, you can't say yourself.
Probably Carson Max.
Okay. How about who is the most humorous or funniest on this team?
I don't know. I'd probably go with Levi Winnie.
Okay. Who's the loudest?
Probably Levi Winnie.
The quietest?
Probably the Reyes boys, Lalo and Miguel.
Okay. And the most serious on the Mitchell Colonel football team?
I don't know. That just probably Coach Van Overshield.
Okay. He is the most serious week in and week out. Now, of course, Mitch, you're a couple of years younger, obviously, when we won the state football title a couple of years ago. Talk about your involvement then compared to your involvement now.
I mean, when I was a sophomore, I was just scout team, getting the varsity guys good. And I don't know, I didn't really play much my sophomore year. And now, like the last year and this year, it's starting and you got to step up a little more. And I don't know, it's just changing as it goes.
How much do you want it? Obviously, you saw how it was done then. Now it's your time as a senior to get it done.
Yeah, we saw what they did and the unit that they had as a senior, as seniors, and we kind of want that as a senior class this year. I think we have the guys to do it, and we definitely have the want to do it. I think we can do it.
Well, Mitch, good luck to you. Have a fun season. Stay safe, obviously, and best of luck in your future endeavors.
Okay, thank you.
Mitch Schlodweiler here and our Mitchell Colonel. Meet the senior colonels here today on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.